This is episode 2151 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our final episode of a series we've been exploring all week long. This has been the theme of having confidence in the world, trusting what's going on, allowing whatever's trying to happen in the world, in your relationships, and with yourself, happen. And this is the final episode of our series. In the final episode of each series we go through each week, I always share with you a walking meditation. This is when I encourage you to walk outside, to connect with your natural surroundings. This is one of the best ways to gain perspective on problems, on challenges you might be going through. Nature evolves with the ebb and flow of life, and it helps to restore you. In fact, there's a lot of research that shows that when you spend time walking in nature, especially among tall green trees, but really anywhere you walk in nature, is restorative. But in Japan, they have created an entire art form of walking in nature. It's called forest bathing, and they have discovered that there are a lot of immunity boosting phytoncides that are released in the air from the trees that you inhale. In fact, they've found this has been incredibly restorative to your health and to your mental state as well. Even spending half an hour walking 3 times a week has been shown to reduce depression and anxiety immensely. So if you could walk in nature today, that would be a wonderful way to top off this series. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you as you put closure on your week. You're going to review your week and celebrate your wins and learn from the times when you may have struggled in regard to our theme of trust. This episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app, where if you're ready to go a little more deeply into 30-minute guided meditations and to journal as you go along, and there's a guide as well, a weekly journal and a weekly guide. There are over 2,000 guided meditations on this app, and you might be ready for that. I know for me, when I first started meditating, I really wasn't ready to sit down and meditate for really more than 5 minutes at a time. But eventually you get to the point where you just want more, you crave it. And so that's a way for you to find a little extra support. The best part is you can try it out for 7 days, absolutely free. The Sip and Om meditation app. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, and also make sure that you let me know how you're enjoying it. Leave me a review. I always enjoy hearing how you'd like me to improve the podcast or what you really like about it. And what I would really love for you to do is to share your journey, how meditation has benefited you. In fact, I'm sharing that every day on the podcast. I hope you like it. I get messages every day from people. I have thousands of messages, in fact, as I've recorded meditations for 6.5 years. And I really never thought to share those with you. And I realize now that we are going through this pandemic and so much uncertainty and disruption in certain areas of our lives. And I want you to realize you're not alone. I hear all these great stories, but I want to start sharing them with you. So you have many fellow meditators who are listening to the podcast right along with you. So let me know your journey and I'll share it. I don't have to say your name. Sometimes you don't mind if I say your name, but I can keep it anonymous. but I know that other people have reached out to let me know how much they value hearing other people's journeys and stories. So you can send me your journey on my Sip and Ohm Instagram or Facebook. Just casually send me a message there, or you can email me at mary@sipandohm.com. So as you get ready to meditate today, settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and body. And I'm going to share a little journey of a fellow meditator, and then I'll guide you into a meditation. This message comes from a listener in California who went through a very difficult divorce. Hi, Mary. I so enjoy your podcast, and I want to thank you for doing it daily. I'm an attorney, and so my work includes a lot of anxiety and tension. And I also recently went through a really difficult divorce. I still battle with my ex, but as I've meditated, I find that I'm able to let go of my resentment and the anxiety I experience when I have to see him. I don't know what I would do without my meditation ritual at this point. I feel like it has been the key to surviving some really challenging situations in my life. It really is true that if you just keep spending a little time every day, pretty soon you find yourself meditating for half an hour and wondering where the time went. My meditation ritual is the anchor in my life. So I'm sharing this meditation with you all today in honor of your fellow meditator. That word she used, anchor, truly represents how I hope you will feel each time you sit down to meditate. So with all that's going on in the world, let's anchor ourselves now. Anchor ourselves in peace. As you sit down, close your eyes and gently elevate them upward. Begin to relax your mind and body consciously and naturally, not forcing yourself to suddenly be calm. Just allow yourself to evolve to a calmer state at your own pace. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, and return to this breath every time you find your mind wandering. Bring to mind this past week and think about the times during the week that were difficult. Maybe the news was upsetting and you were just tired of listening to it all. Maybe someone broke your trust. You experienced disappointment. And regardless of how you may have responded in anger or hurt, allow yourself now to feel disappointed, but to know that you are worth honoring. And you are honoring yourself right now, staying focused on what matters most to you. celebrate the times this week when you managed your stress well, when you stayed on your quest and remembered the positive things happening in the world. Think of those things right now. Think about something about your community or someone else that makes you feel uplifted or excited. Keep your spine straight and your eyes gently uplifted as they're closed. Now, think of something about yourself that's positive. Allow yourself to feel peace, anchored in positivity. Continue to sit in stillness for however long you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.